Faced with soaring unemployment rates, Uganda's president has a message for his country's university students. If you want to find jobs, he says, stop studying the wrong subjects. In speeches across the country, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has been chastising Ugandan universities for offering courses such as literature, development studies, and conflict resolution, which he thinks the local job market has no room for. Instead, Mr. Museveni is urging Ugandan universities and students to focus their resources on the sciences, information technology, and business. According to the most recent figures available from the World Bank, Uganda's youth unemployment rate stands at a stratospheric 83%. For the newest batch of university students who just graduated, the odds of finding a job are alarmingly low. But at an awards ceremony late last year, Mr. Museveni said the problem lies with the students themselves and the subjects they choose to study.
The problem is not jobs. The jobs are there. What is crucial are the skills. This unemployment you are talking about, is it unemployment or is it unemployability? Is it that you are unemployed or is it that you are not employable? Because you have got skills which are not needed on the market.
Agri Chibenge, Undersecretary for the Ministry of Education and Sports, also says that Uganda's unemployment rate is due to a lack of practical skills among its graduates.
A big percentage of the young people that leave our schools, our colleges and universities have a very strong theoretical base and less of the practical skills that are required to enable them to create wealth for both themselves and the country. We should, as much as possible, invest in skills development that will enable young people get out into the labor market and be easily employed.
At Makerere University in Kampala, students are divided over whether or not focusing on marketable courses would be good for the country. One art student thought it definitely would not.
If they're only producing scientists, then the arts industry will fail because we don't need only doctors, only computer specialists. We need the social sciences, arts, the communicators.
But a group of finance students approve of the president's recommendations.
It will help a few students who are taking them, and I believe with time we shall get more jobs created compared to just doing many courses in the university and to dangle out there looking for things to do in vain.
Teshome Alemne, of the Washington-based agency Higher Education for Development, says he believes the problem is the narrow definition of marketability, arguing that courses like agriculture, teacher training, and conflict resolution are important and they should be a path to jobs.
Students are not choosing these programs because they are not really marketable. But these are areas that nations and countries need for their development. Conflict resolution, for example, is very important in many sub-Saharan African countries in terms of human resource that can foster peace and security and development in this nation. So I would argue national governments should also encourage people to enroll in these other disciplines.
Uganda's deteriorating economic situation has led to a series of angry protests in recent months. Suspicion of the government runs deep, and not everyone is convinced that Mr. Museveni has the students' best interests at heart. One philosophy student said he thinks the president's ideas on education have more to do with trying to maintain his own hold on power than with education itself.
If you promote only natural sciences and you don't promote subjects like philosophy, history, you are not promoting people's reasoning. For example, our government is corrupt. But if you promote only natural sciences, people won't be knowing that the government has got corrupt members within the state.
But Chibenge of the Ministry of Education says the concept is much simpler. The fewer unemployed youth there are, he says, the fewer will be available to come out onto the streets and protest.
The expectations of attaining a university education are crushed the moment you get out of university, and 1 year, two, five down the road, one cannot get employed. That's why you find there are so many young people that are easily excitable, and if they are called onto the street to protest over this and the other, they form a mass that is available for purposes of showing any discontent.
Chibenge says that in practice, Mr. Museveni's push for science and technology will only be reflected in government scholarships, 53% of which will be reserved for these subjects. He says there are not yet any plans to cut government funding to arts and humanities programs at the universities themselves. Hilary Hewler for VOA News, Kampala.